Now a story about children, health, and rowing on the Charles. Less than one quarter of teens in the U.S. get the recommended 1 hour a day of physical activity, and federal data show heavier kids are even less likely than that to get the exercise they need. But a rowing program on the Charles River is showing if you design a sports program to play to the strengths of overweight kids, you can make a real difference in their fitness. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
Alexis Burkett says she just couldn't find a comfortable place for herself in her school's sports program of soccer and lacrosse and basketball.
They don't let heavyset girls in. Like if you're fat or if you're too overly chested because you can't fit into the gear or stuff like that.
Her mother, Angelica Dyer, says 17-year-old Alexis knew she needed exercise.
She was bullied so bad about her weight. And with not having an outlet, there was no gym that would take her at the age of 14, 15 years old. There's no outlet.
But now, Alexis has found a sports home outside of her town of Norton that's helping her bloom as an athlete. An innovative program called Owl on the Water that offers rowing on the Charles River specifically for kids with weight issues. OWL stands for Optimal Weight for Life, the pediatric obesity clinic at Boston Children's Hospital that sponsors the program. In the half year she's been rowing, Alexis has lost more than 50 pounds.
We're all best friends and we're all suffering with the same problem, weight loss. So we're more of inspiring each other than we are competing against each other.
Most importantly, her mom says,
they've given me my daughter's smile back. She smiles. She's more outgoing at school. She's made great friends. And her biggest thing is being a girl. She's with other girls that are heavy. She's not the only one that's big, bold, and beautiful.
Owl on the Water offers one small solution to a major national problem. 23 million American kids are overweight or obese, and the CDC reports that less than one-fifth of obese kids are as active as they should be. Exercise physiologist Sarah Picard says that is, at least in part, because typical school gym classes and sports are not designed with overweight kids in mind, and they often feel excluded or ashamed.
There are lots of gym classes where they're still picking teams, and they still assign the two athletes in the class, and they have them pick teams, and my patients are the ones that are always picked last. You're the biggest one, you're the last one, you're picked last. You're uncomfortable.
Picard works with kids at the OWL Clinic at Children's Hospital. She says school fitness testing is important, but it, too, can be an ordeal.
We have to do fitness testing, but we have to do it in a way that doesn't crush the kid. I have kids who sit in my office and tell me that they don't go to school for a week because they want to miss the fitness testing.
In fact, Picard says, heavier kids might look unsuited to typical team sports that require a lot of aerobic endurance, but they actually have different strengths. Particularly muscular strength.
What I've observed is that these kids are much better with strength and power-based activities, and they're strong, powerful people. Mm-hmm. And so when you put them in a program that caters to that, they thrive.
Rowing is especially good for them, she says, because it's not weight-bearing, so it's more comfortable for heavier bodies. And a heavier, strong body can pull an oar much harder. Here at the community rowing boathouse on the Charles, the kids are thriving. A dozen teens rowing their hearts out on practice machines in the sun-filled training room, egged on by their tough but kindly coach, Sandra Cardillo. In one drill, they divide into pairs, and one partner pulls for 30 seconds of maximal effort while the other plays cheerleader. Then the partners switch off. They aren't competing against each other. They're competing against their own best scores. Later, they hit the water and the fresh air. 13-year-old Emily Collins says the exercise is great, but it's more about the friendships.
You know that every single person in there is going through the exact same thing that you're going through. So it makes you feel comfortable when you're coming in here rather than going into something where people are like so like slim and they can do it 10 times better than you and everything. So it gives you the confidence that you really need to help you in this world.
Owl on the Water is now beginning its 10th season, and Sarah Picard says she has the data to show it works.
We're really moving the fitness needle. A consistent 10 to 12% improvement in the PACER test, which is a measure of aerobic fitness, every season.
Owl on the Water may be unique, the only rowing program attached to a pediatric obesity clinic. But some children's hospitals and rowing programs in other cities have been asking about how it can be replicated. If that happens, more parents of overweight kids might end up sounding like Angelica Dyer, Alexis's mom.
By the time the 12 weeks are done, you got a whole different kid, and it's a great thing as a parent when your kid wants to get up and go for a walk.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.